Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. We'll clean up something at halftime. Logan Ebersold hit a 2 at the buzzer, not a 3, which makes it 43-33. I'm Chris Conley. The Evergreens are leading the Antigo Red Robins, and we're brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics, Wausau, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688 for DeVorney Orthodontics. Here's our schedule change, not this coming Thursday, but a week from Thursday. That's February 13th, the day before Roses and Chocolates. We were going to give you the Everest hockey game against Marshfield live. That game will be on podcast only so that we can add the DC Everest Spash rematch. Spash beat the Evergreens boys basketball team down at Stevens Point earlier this year. The Spash boys will come here to the Everest Fieldhouse. That will become our live game, not this coming Thursday, but the week after. And we will press Liz Holbrook's play-by-play skills into action, as we'll have the Everest hockey game as a podcast only at everythingevergreens.com and foxsportswausau.com. Evergreens get 14 points from Colton Kielman. He's the starter for the injured Brian Hallenbeck. I believe that Hallenbeck, with a couple more days off, will be back into the lineup on Wednesday when the Evergreens travel to, on Friday, when the Evergreens travel to Marshfield. By the way, that game is on tape delay on Friday. Evergreens and Marshfield, that's a big one. That's first versus second. In fact, it's likely the two teams will come into that game tied in the Valley Conference standings for first place. Game is on tape delay after a Wausau East-Wausau West crosstown doubleheader. So let's get to the Evergreens' leading scorers. Colton Kielman with 14, starting for Hallenbeck tonight. Logan Ebersold and Ethan Ostrowski each have 8. 4 for Cade Sievertson. 3 points for Keaton Edwards, and 2 apiece for Braden Kinderman, Colton Hall, and Alex Studeman. The Evergreens are 9 of 12 from the free throw line. They've hit 2 threes in the first half. Very balanced scoring sheet for Antigo. Eli Fleischman leads with 7, 5 points each for Nevin Cornelius, Elliot Orgman, Alex Hotchkiss. 4 points for Logan Tomei, 3 for Tanner Raish, and then 2 points each for Alex Samolinski and Noah Fitani. Antigo is 9 for 13 from the free throw line, and they've made 2 threes. Yeah, Antigo at one point was down by 4 points and had possession and couldn't get any closer. So the Evergreens had kind of a cold stretch. In fact, the Evergreens had 5 empty trips in a row, and that's when Antigo got within 4 points. Evergreens had a turnover, missed the front end of the 1-1, and turned the ball over twice more, and then got only 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So that kind of left the door open for the Red Robins, but the Evergreens reestablished momentum towards the late stages of the first half to enjoy this double-digit lead. The Evergreens have been up by as many as 11. They'll start the second half leading by 10. It's 43-33. The second half of our boys basketball game when we come right back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Teams are completing their shoot-around as we'll get the second half underway in just a moment. I'm Chris Conley. Glad you're with us for Tuesday night high school basketball doubleheader. East Merrill earlier tonight. This one's a non-conference game. The Antigo Red Robins against the DC Everest Evergreens. A win would give the Evergreens their 11th victory of the season. Both teams have one player with 3 fouls. Alex Studeman has 3 for the Evergreens. And Tanner Raish, big broad-shouldered kid who could really help Antigo beat the press, but with the 3 fouls, his playing time's been limited in the first half. Wonder if Antigo will let that ride in the second half. Raish seems to be better than the other big man, Noah Fitani. Fitani's got 2 points, had a miss underneath. Raish seems to be more sure-handed against the Evergreens' double team, and the Evergreens have kept this double-teaming trap on the entire night, in the backcourt and in the frontcourt, too. Intercity State Bank sponsors our basketball coverage. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Intercity State Bank, Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Did you know the DC Everest Athletic Club supports student-athletes with fundraising, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time to the DC Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens. Teams have just completed their shoot-around. Antigo's in front of their bench, and the Evergreens now huddling up, too. Evergreens will start Colton Kielman, Cade Sievertson, Alex Studeman, Ethan Ostrowski, and Keaton Edwards. A Again, Brian Hallenbeck not available today. We are hopeful that he'll return to the Everest lineup for the Marshfield game Friday. And the Evergreens get the ball to start the second half. So, I mean, here's a nice point of emphasis for the Evergreens. Let's score on the opening possession. And the Evergreens will stake themselves to the largest lead of the night before Antigo even touches the ball. That's what you'd like to see right here. Starters for the Red Robins are Logan Tomei, Elliot Orgman. They do have Tanner Resch with the three fouls out there, along with Nevin Cornelius and Alex Hotchkiss. Evergreens inbound. Second half is underway. Cade Sievertson has it, and Studeman right down to the floor. That's tipped out of bounds by one of the Antigo players. Studeman was double-teamed there. Had his back foot slide out from under him, kept his dribble, then lost the handle. Antigo knocked it out. Over to Cade Sievertson. Cross court to Colton Keelman. Keelman's double-teamed. Nice pass down low at the rim to Cade Sievertson. Keelman to Sievertson, and the Evergreens are up by 12. There it is, biggest lead of the night. Just like your friendly announcer scripted it. Nevin Cornelius breaks full court pressure, knocked out of bounds. Almost stolen by Colton Keelman. Yeah, Keelman's your MVP right now with a half of basketball still to go. Couple of assists, blocked, charge, and has 14 points. Hotchkiss without the ball over to Orgman, down low. Nice pass over the top of the Everest defense to Nevin Cornelius. Cornelius scores on the weak side. 45-35. Antigo is looking to trap, but only in the front court. Evergreens walk it up. Evergreens recognize this. Studeman. Studeman picked up his dribble. Beg your pardon, didn't start his dribble. Studeman now to the corner. Three ball, quick release. Sievertson, good! Cade Sievertson had a three in the first half. Has the first five for the Evergreens in the second half, 48-35. This 13-point lead is the biggest of the night. Broken full court pressure to Tanner Resch. To the baseline, all alone for a three is Logan Tomei. Can't leave him that open. Tomei hits it, so the team's trade baskets from behind the circle. 16:40 to play in the game. Evergreens lead by 10. We're up by 10 at the start of the half. Looking to double-team on Cade Sievertson. Gets it to Colton Keelman in the corner. They've got him double-teamed. No look to Keaton Edwards. Off Edwards' hands and turned over. Antigo can get this back down to single digits. Nevin Cornelius. Ostrowski comes out to guard him. Ethan's got two fouls. Plays Cornelius a little bit soft. Has his dribble. Picks up his dribble now. Bounced down low to Tanner Resch. Keaton Edwards on him. You step on the end line. Yes, he did. Turned over. Resch didn't realize where he was on the floor. Keaton Edwards was using that baseline as an extra defender, just like you're supposed to, and they got the ball turned over. So a chance to get it down to single digits goes by the wayside. Studeman now to Ostrowski behind the arc, guarded very closely. Ethan Ostrowski wanted to dribble, lost the handle, and picks it up cross court. Studeman, quick release, three, line drive, too hard off the back rim. Two on one on a long rebound. Cornelius, bounce pass, knocked away, and turned over. It went off the Antigo player. That Antigo player followed that ball out of bounds. It goes back to the Evergreens. Wow, that's a two-on-one. Antigo getting that long rebound, and they come away with nothing. Still 48-38, Evergreens. To the front court, over to Studeman. Studeman now to Keaton Edwards. Edwards thought about the line drive three, instead bounces baseline. Now underneath the Keelman. Extra pass to the rim to Colton Keelman from Studeman. 50-38. Evergreens just keeping their distance from the Red Robins. Red Robins with a long pass to break it into the front court. Nevin Cornelius. Ostrowski guards him. You know, Ostrowski has just shut down Cornelius because Cornelius is a good three-point shooter, but Ostrowski's got a couple of inches on him, and he just can't get the ball over Ethan Ostrowski. So Cornelius from behind the arc, just not part of the Antigo offense tonight. And the Red Robins kind of need him to hit a couple of threes to loosen things up. Here's a drive to the basket. Extra pass made to Logan Tomei. Tomei's got five of the Red Robins' 7 points in the second half. 50-40. 15 minutes to play. Bounced into the corner. Long cross-court pass to Keaton Edwards. Open for the three. He doesn't take it. Doesn't need it. Goes back out. Line drive three. Good! Cade Sievertson. Sievertson's hit back-to-back threes. 53-40. Cross-court pass, breaks full-court pressure to Tanner Resch down to the corner, and it's a long two, and it's off the front of the rim for Elliot Orgman. Rebound comes to Colton Keelman. Into the front court, Sievertson. Sievertson goes back out. Keaton Edwards for a three, now baseline. Heelman back out. Everybody's open for a three again. Sievertson, can he make it three in a row? Bounces around the rim. No good. Long rebound is loose. Jump ball. Alex Studeman with the three personal fouls still got his hand around that ball, and the whistle says jump ball instead of Alex picking up his fourth. Arrow points to the Red Robins. Evergreen set up full court pressure. Bounced into the corner. Goes cross court. Nevin Cornelius back. Evergreen's double team. Keaton Edwards and Ostrowski. Lots of height. That ball is knocked loose. It's off Ostrowski. Yeah, boy, there's a mismatch. Alex Hotchkiss, who's barely 6 feet, was double teamed by Edwards and Ostrowski, each 6'3". And that went into the backcourt, turned over. The double team, they called a foul there. He dribbled into the backcourt after breaking the timeline, and yet the other referee saw that correctly. They're going to call a foul on Keaton Edwards, and no, the back referee, who's back over at the scorer's table, kind of the human reverse angle on that, saw that correctly, and the ball's turned over to the Evergreens. Leading 53-40 at the 14-minute mark, here's Keaton Edwards cross-court down at the feet of Cade Sievertson. Sievertson dribbles, almost lost the handle. Back out to Colton Keelman. Keelman, three, good. Evergreens are just deadly from behind the arc in the second half. That's why they're stretching out their lead. It's 56-40. In the backcourt, Cornelius, long pass down court, cross court, cutting to the rim and scoring. Good ball movement there for Anigo. And Elliot Orgman scores at the rim. Red Robins needed that. They were down by 16. Along the baseline, Cade Sievertson makes an extra pass back out to Edwards, and now driving in, Studeman hard off the glass and in. Alex Studeman. Studeman's kind of been frustrated with the three fouls, but he gets basket in that set, and that's set, 58-42. 13:15 to play in the game. Evergreens have widened their lead. We're up by 10 at halftime and lead by 16 now. Red Robins, Elliot Orgman gives it over to Cornelius. Cornelius cut off, tries to move around. Ostrowski gets down low. Ostrowski blocked him. Oh, that was clean, and they're going to call the foul. Ostrowski had all ball. Ethan Ostrowski will pick up his third. That's not a good call. I see that one of our Everest parents just down below our broadcast location saw it exactly the way I did. Yes, ma'am. Coach Jerry Poggle is asking for an explanation, too. Two free throws, the first of which is a miss from Nevin Cornelius. Semolinski comes in, and Tanner Resch comes out. Resch, played the first 6 minutes of the second half with three fouls and did not pick up his fourth. Nevin Cornelius makes one of two free throws. 58-42. Evergreens break full court pressure. Keaton Edwards, three on two. Edwards bounce pass. It is turned over. Was hoping that Studeman was going to cut to the basket. Studeman cut behind the three-point line like the pass was going there. Evergreens were hoping that that was off one of the Red Robins. It was not. Turnover. Only the second time the Evergreens have turned it over in the second half, so that's not too shabby. Cross court here to Nevin Cornelius. They break pressure ahead to Eli Fleischman. Now to the corner, hanging at the rim. Wow, Ethan Ostrowski got Hotchkiss to change his shot. Goes out of bounds. It is off one of the Evergreens down there. Logan Tome will come back in for Anigo. Hotchkiss will come out. And Anigo will inbound underneath their own basket. All the way up high. Turned over into the backcourt. Stolen by Keaton Edwards, who lays it in. Edwards took that ball away from Noah Fitani. And Keaton Edwards now has five for the night. 60-53. And in the backcourt, got a foul. Ethan Ostrowski's going to get called for his fourth. Ethan didn't like his third, and he's just picked up his fourth here. So Ethan Ostrowski to the bench. Logan Ebersold comes in. Yeah, Ostrowski's argument, he was going for a steal there and picked up his fourth foul. He didn't like his third, which looked like a very clean block down low on the last possession. All right, Nevin Cornelius now for Anigo. Looks to drive in, splits defenders over Keaton Edwards. That's a nice drive to the basket for Nevin Cornelius, who has five in the second half and has 10 for the game. Now the Evergreens will take a timeout. Evergreens lead 60-45. I think the Evergreens just want to manage personnel and make sure they're not getting into any foul trouble here. 12:11 left in the game. We'll take a break, too, back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. back at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. Evergreens lead by 15, 20-45 over the Antigo Red Robins in tonight's boys basketball game. Evergreens keep Alex Studeman on the floor with three fouls. Colton Keelman and Cade Sievertson are out there. Logan Ebersold and Keaton Edwards complete the five for the Evergreens. Everest has only two timeouts left for the final 12 minutes of our game. Hopefully they'll keep this big lead and won't have to use them. Plays back in. Cade Sievertson over to Ebersold. Back to Studeman. Behind the back. Drives in the lane. Hangs falling away. He is fouled on the fadeaway. And that rolled off the front of the rim. A bid for a three-point play from Alex Studeman. Will get himself to the free throw line. Foul is on Noah Fitani, who picks up his second. Here come two free throws for Alex Studeman. Basketball tonight is brought to you by Dunright Exteriors. Siding, windows, roofs, gutters. For 65 years, Dunright's a real standout in the community. Studeman's first free throw is good. Second free throw, line drive, right home. Studeman's got six. It's 62-45. Again, the full court pressure stays on as the Evergreens beat Antigo. Long pass down court to Fleischman at the rim. Wow, he made an extra pass backwards. It's on the floor. Ebersold knocks it away, but Antigo takes it right back. Ebersold was down on his knees fighting for that loose ball and couldn't quite shuttle it ahead. He's trying to get that ahead to Colton Keelman. Antigo takes it back. Here's Fitani way up high to Semolinski, the sophomore. Open for a three off a screen. Cornelius, no good. Cornelius finally gets a three off because Ostrowski's on the bench. Evergreens get the rebound. That ball is kicked by Antigo. How could that not be a kick? Tipped in the backcourt. Evergreens go and retrieve it. Over to Studeman. Studeman, wow, just moved right past the Antigo player. Pass down low, spinning, missing at the rim. Colton Keelman. Rebound to Cornelius of Antigo. Going down to the 11-minute mark, Cornelius picked up his dribble. Yeah, the Red Robins need to get Cornelius hot. And Fleischman just had his pocket pick to the rim. Fouls coming up. Cade Sievertson with the steal. Weren't going to give up a layup there. And I believe Semolinski, the sophomore, fouled him. Nope, foul go against Eli Fleischman. Cade Sievertson shooting two. That was a hard enough foul that maybe that was intentional. Not judged that way. Cade Sievertson misses his first free throw. Fitani comes out. Tanner Resch with the three fouls comes back in for the Red Robins. Here's Cade Sievertson's second free throw. He made that one. Cade Sievertson now has 13 for the Evergreens. So Sievertson and Keelman coming up big tonight for the Evergreens. 63-45. Long pass stolen by the Evergreens. The full court pressure comes up with another turnover. Sievertson took it away to Studeman. Bumped hard. No whistle. And the step in two goes round and out. Stepped into the foul line extended. Antigo back the other way. Logan Tomei back out. Here's a three for Samolinski. Too strong. Tipped around. Evergreens get it. Colton Hall secures the long rebound. Three on three. Hall right to the rim. Baseline pulling up. Rolled off the rim for Colton Keelman. And Antigo gets the rebound. Nevin Cornelius. Evergreens are back defensively. No, nice bounce pass, though. And missed at the rim. Loose ball foul on the Red Robins. That's going to be the fourth on Tanner Resch. The Evergreens' Colton Hall was going for that, and Hall got incidentally hit right in the noggin. Went down kind of hard. Tanner Resch was on the floor for just 20 seconds and picked up that fourth foul. They're going to keep him in for the time being. Evergreens get the ball right back. Evergreens on the dribble. Ebersold picked it up, bounced over to Keaton Edwards in the corner. Evergreens can go up by 20 with points here. Colton Hall in the corner to Keaton Edwards. Edwards double team, tried to dribble once, now goes back out. Sievertson, this make it a 21-point game. Round the cylinder, no good. Tipped by Colton Hall, but the Evergreens could not save it. Goes over to Antigo. So a three was right around the cylinder and would not fall. Would have made it a 21-point lead. Instead, the Evergreens sit 18 to the good. Here's Nevin Cornelius, full court pressure. Ebersold and Studeman guard him. He breaks it on his dribble. Wow, he traveled there, and it's blocked anyway by Cade Sievertson and saved along the baseline by Sievertson. Now we've got a reach-in foul on the Red Robins. Alex Hotchkiss. Team's fourth, just the first on Hotchkiss. The scoreboard says second. Evergreen's Limbound at the scorer's table. Studeman double-teamed, gets it over to Sievertson. Nice pass down low. Hanging in the lane is Colton Hall, who scores for the Evergreens. Anago is going to take a timeout as the Evergreens are now up by 20. Why don't we take a break, too? 9:25 left in this one. Our new score is 65-45 Evergreens. Back after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley, welcoming you back to our broadcast location high atop center court at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. As we kind of peer through the rigging and the girders that are up here attached to the roof, we can see that there's 9:25 left in the game. The Evergreens were up by 10 at halftime and have doubled that to a 20-point lead now, 65-45. Only three Red Robins have scored in the second half. Five for Nevin Cornelius, five for Logan Tomei, and two for Elliot Orkman. That's it. Evergreens have outscored Anago 23-12 in the second half. Anago's got the ball out of the timeout. They break it ahead to Tanner Resch, who's on the floor with the four fouls. I mean, you might as well. He's one of their better players. His height helps you break the full court pressure. Cornelius on the dribble, back up high. Hotchkiss straight on three. That's good. Hotchkiss hits. Hotchkiss with his first point to the second half. Under 9 minutes to play. While they left Sievertson alone, who dishes off to Keaton Edwards. Three ball off the back bracket. Studeman battles for the rebound, couldn't squeeze it. Knocked away by Logan Tomei, who gets the rebound. Over to Nevin Cornelius. I mean, there's time left in this game for Anago to rally and get back in it. So the Evergreens got to be careful. No-look pass down low, cutting Tanner Resch with the four fouls. Scores at the rim. So the Evergreens' lead takes a little bit of a haircut. The last 5 points have gone to the Red Robins. It's a 15-point lead, 65-50. This is a long two for Studeman. Good. Studeman wished that he was one step back. Studeman had to step forward because of the defense. Studeman now has eight. That's an answer, 67-50. Behind the back now to Nevin Cornelius from the baseline. This is a three. Anago needed it. Gets an offensive rebound on Tomei's miss. Ball is loose on the putback. Keaton Edwards battles for it. Got a whistle. Got a loose ball foul as Keaton Edwards and Logan Tomei both went to the floor. This, I think, is on Tomei. It's not. It's on the Evergreens. Joining the scrum for that loose ball was Cade Sievertson, and Sievertson's called for it. His first, team's third. Anago inbounds underneath. In traffic, Tomei almost blocked there by Sievertson. I think Sievertson may have gotten a finger on that. Tomei scores regardless, 67-52. Ethan Ostrowski has come back in with the four fouls. Got a whistle, got a foul way up high on the Red Robins, far away from the basket. That's not a good foul. It's on Nevin Cornelius, who picks up his third. And it's the team's fifth. Evergreens inbound in front of their bench to Colton Hall, who got a step, drives to the rim, scooping, laid off the back of the rim. Everything but the finish for Colton Hall. That was a really nice drive. Blew past the two Anago defenders like they were standing still. 67-52, Anago gets the ball back. 7.5 left in this one. Nevin Cornelius got Colton Hall guarding him. Cornelius splits. That's got to be an offensive foul. Yes, it is. Again, Colton Hall didn't have defensive position, but Nevin Cornelius put his arm out, put his elbow out as he started that move to the basket and picks up his fourth foul because of it. A point of emphasis for high school basketball. Turned over. Waved off a basket that would have cut the Evergreens' lead to 13. Instead, Everest gets the ball back, rotated down low to Studeman, and jump ball here. Studeman tied up by Alex Hotchkiss. The arrow belongs to the Evergreens. And the Red Robins, 4-10, not playing poorly, just the Evergreens are better personnel. Evergreens are a better team this year than Anago. Inbounded underneath to Studeman in traffic. Back out. Quick release. Three for Sievertson. No good. Tipped around to Hall. Ostrowski kept that alive. Back to Hall. Back out to Ostrowski. Now Hall. Three ball high. Arcing off the rafters. No good. And Cade Sievertson backed off the rebound. Anago gets it. Alex Hotchkiss. Hotchkiss with a three. That's off the front of the rim. Wow. A big bang on Cade Sievertson getting the rebound. Sievertson gets it anyway. Sievertson to the rim. Missed. Loose. Hotchkiss picks it back. to both teams trade misses on drives to the basket, and Antigo has the ball. Antigo into the corner. They're keeping Cornelius on the floor with four fouls, too. So Cornelius and Tanner Resch are both on the floor, both have four fouls. Thinking about that three was Tome, and the Evergreen defense closed on him, and he didn't take that shot. Away from the ball, the Evergreen's Sievertson was planted on his feet. Underneath, got a double team, got a foul on the Evergreens. This did not look like this was a putback attempt. This should be a non-shooting foul. Colton Hall is called for the foul. Colton Hall's third. Yeah, they got that right. That was not a putback attempt. That putback attempt came after the whistle sounded. So, right, this is a common foul, and Antigo will inbound underneath. In traffic down at the feet of Hotchkiss, drives into a double team, goes back out to Nevin Cornelius. Cornelius was open for a moment, didn't pull that trigger, passes down low to Elliot Orgman, who is fouled. I think this will be Alex Studeman's fourth. I think. Yep, it is. So Studeman and Ostrowski each have four. This was in the act of shooting. And the first free throw is no good. If Antigo's going to come back in this game, they can't leave any points at the free throw line. It's a miss for Orgman, who's going to shoot one more. 67-52. The second free throw is good. Evergreens by 14 and the ball. Colton Hall will bring the ball up. Again, the Evergreens are not the kind of team that takes time off the clock. Always in go mode. Cooper Bradfish fires a three that the Evergreens didn't need, and he missed it. Hall tried to tip it alive. It's taken back by Hotchkiss for the Red Robins. Again, Antigo's down by 14. But again, the pace of this game favors a comeback. Down low, up and in for Tanner Resch. So this is the closest Antigo's been in a long time. It's now a 12-point game, 67-55. Evergreens in the corner, open for a three. Colton Kielman, no good. Suddenly the Evergreens are cold, and Tanner Resch gets the rebound. Momentum suddenly shifts back to the Red Robins. Here's Nevin Cornelius. And the Evergreens just never take time off the clock, never have a patient possession, which gives the other team a lot of possessions when they're trailing in traffic. Traveling! Tanner Resch will wave off the basket that would have made it a 10-point game. Shuffled his feet through the lane against the Everest double team. And Everest will get the ball back. That's a big call at a big spot in this game. Antigo had momentum. It's the right call. Resch dragged his feet in that double team. Went into traffic. Ball is reached in. This ball is tied up. Braden Kinderman held the ball out in front of him. The Antigo player reached in, and the Red Robins will get it back on alternating possession. 5:07 left, which, you know, again, at the pace the Evergreens play at, that's an eternity. And it's 67-55. Antigo walks this ball up. The Evergreens have the full court pressure off. And driving in, tripping, blocking foul on the Evergreens. Two free throws coming up for Antigo. I believe this is Braden Kinderman who is the guilty party. It is. Both teams will be in the bonus for the rest of the game. This is in the act of shooting. Nevin Cornelius going to get two free throws out of it. The first is good. Cornelius now has 11. And it's an 11-point lead for the Evergreens. This could cut it to 10. Here you go. So Antigo has hung around and has kind of played themselves back into this game. 67-57. Clock is running. 4:55 and counting down. Colton Hall back out to Cade Sievertson. On a rotation play, Kielman makes an extra pass down low. Hall gets it, goes back out. Evergreens will reset. Smart basketball there. Kinderman gives it back out to Colton Kielman. Sievertson almost had that knocked away, tracks it down. The Evergreens taking 30 seconds off the clock, which is a lot for them. Rolling to the rim, Cade Sievertson got a friendly roll around the cylinder and down it goes. 69-57, just barely. A miss and a rebound for the Red Robins could have gotten this back down to single digits. Instead, the Red Robins need to answer the Sievertson basket. way up high to Hotchkiss on an overplay baseline. Thinking about the three was Resch. Resch is a big guy. He doesn't shoot from out there. Step back, long two. That's a difficult shot for Hotchkiss, who is fading backwards. Hall tips it over to Kinderman, and the Evergreens get it. Antigo needed a better shot than that. No-look pass down low, knocked away. Antigo takes it right back. Colton Kielman was trying to thread that down low to Ostrowski. Keaton Edwards is coming back in on the next stoppage. Edwards waits at the scorer's table. Evergreens want more height in there. Nevin Cornelius has the ball. And Cornelius is the three-point shooting threat here. He has only one three. It was back in the first half. Cornelius is guarded here by Hall. He's playing with four fouls. Pass across baseline. Three ball in the air. It's good. Alex Hotchkiss. Marking that as an Ordman basket. 69-59, 10-point game. Looking to drive in, Colton Kielman. Kielman goes back out all alone for a three. Sievertson can't blame him for taking it. He misses. Offensive rebound by Kielman, and he's fouled on a putback. Kielman's been quieter in the second half. He had 14 at halftime, five more since then, but that's a big rebound on an open three miss. And Kielman was in the process of putting that back up for a shot. He's going to get two free throws. 3:07 left in the game. 10-point lead for the Evergreens. Foul is on Hotchkiss. It's his third. Kielman's free throw is a miss. That's the other way you leave the door open. Braden Kinderman comes out, and Alex Studeman with the four fouls back in for the Evergreens. And Studeman can be a strong hand for the Evergreens down the stretch. Wow, Kielman, who's an excellent free throw shooter, has missed them both. It's a 10-point lead, and Antigo has the ball. 3 minutes to play. Cornelius picked up his dribble, and Antigo takes a timeout. You know, the 5-second count beyond that far hash was starting to run down on Antigo, so they take a timeout to preserve their possession. I mean, it's still doable for the Red Robins, 69-59. The Evergreens average 79 points a game. Antigo averages just 49. So here they are in a more up-tempo game, and they're only down 10 with 2:55 left. I'm Chris Conley, and basketball is brought to you by Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks Law Firm. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks, helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. M&J Marine says they have the best boats in the business, the best selection, and the best people. Go boldly at M&J Marine, I-39 to exit 181 in Mosinee. You'll notice the difference. Antigo taking a full timeout here. Red Robins have the ball in a 10-point game. Again, why are the Evergreens letting this below 500 team hang around? Well, the Evergreens are without a starter here, without Brian Hallenbeck. And we're hoping that Hallenbeck is back for the Marshfield game the next time the Evergreens are in conference on Friday over at Marshfield's place. No-look pass. It hit the rim, trying to get that to Cornelius on the weak side. Turned over to the Evergreens. Wow, Antigo needed something better than that. Colton Hall's got the ball. Hall is tripped. That's got to be a travel, yeah. If you're not going to call the foul there, when Colton Hall got that ball back, he advanced the ball, and it's turned back over to Antigo. Coach Jerry Poggle can't believe the foul wasn't called. And that official across the way is giving a long stare to the Everest bench. Coach Poggle could be teed up here. Nope. Backs off the argument. Antigo's got the ball along the baseline. Logan Tomei, extra pass. It's down at the feet of his teammate and turned over. You know, Antigo trailing by 10 has had the ball twice to get this down to single digits, and they've turned it over both times. So maybe the Red Robins won too many mistakes, or two too many mistakes. Here is Studeman passed down low to Colton Hall. Hall is fouled. Studeman broke full court pressure on his dribble. That was way too easy. So the Evergreens looking to restore some order late in this game. Eli Fleischman is called for the foul. Two free throws for Colton Hall with 4 points. Stays at 4 points. The Evergreens have missed their last three from the foul line. Colton Hall with one more. Got that one. 70-59. And to go again, full court pressure, but time may soon run out on the Red Robins. This possession will bring us under 2 minutes. Bounce pass ahead to Tanner Resch. Resch is fouled at the rim and misses. Almost got himself to the line for a three-point play. This is on Cade Sievertson. Sievertson's second. Tanner Resch. He stayed on the floor a long time with those four fouls and makes his first free throw. Resch now has 10. 70-60. It is this free throw that could get the margin down to single digits. In the air, good. 9-point game. Anigo still needs the ball three times. Full court pressure now. Studeman is double team. Goes cross court to Sievertson. Ahead to Keaton Edwards into the front court. Edwards will hold it and gives it over to Cade Sievertson. 155 and counting down, 70-61. Everett's no look pass Sievertson to Studeman, who misses at the rim. Studeman gets his own rebound, and he's fouled. That's a bad miss, but it's a big board for Alex Studeman, who's going to go to the free throw line. He'll shoot a 1-1. And Antigo is reduced to hoping that the Evergreens miss late in the game. Joining the four foul club is Alex Hotchkiss. Studeman is 2 of 3 at the free throw line today with 8 points. Senior, kind of guy you want on the line at the end of this game. Live on a miss, it's a miss. Keaton Edwards tips it back to Studeman. The Evergreens get the ball right back. Edwards elevated, made sure he wasn't over the back, and that's a big rebound that Antigo needed and that the Evergreens got. To the baseline, Ostrowski thinks about a three, knows they don't need it, goes back out to Keaton Edwards. 1:30 left in the game. Evergreens with the ball up by 9. Studeman cuts to the rim, reverses. He misses. Ball is tipped up. Studeman gets it back. Boy, the Evergreens have owned the boards at some key moments here, and the Evergreens want a timeout. No, got a foul on Antigo. Thought our official on the outside was pointing to the Everest bench for a timeout. She was not, indicating Logan Tome has committed a foul. Double bonus. Keaton Edwards will be shooting 2. 70-61. Keaton Edwards, senior, gets the first free throw. Keaton's first point to the second half. 71-61. And one more free throw coming. Got them both, Keaton Edwards. Keaton Edwards now with 7 points. Full court pressure, and now it feels a little bit safer. Evergreens lead 72-61, an 11-point lead, and 1:15 left. And to go to the corner for a three, trying to get new life, goes off the front of the rim, Sam Alinsky, and rebounded to Keaton Edwards. That's going to do it. The outcome is not in doubt here. Cade Sievertson is a Studeman into the front court. Studeman is bumped. 2 free throws coming up. The foul stops the clock with 1:03. The outcome seems academic right now. That's the 5th foul on Alex Hotchkiss, who will exit the game. Hotchkiss fouls out with 11. Alex Semolinski will come in for his fouled-out teammate, and Alex Studeman will shoot 2 free throws. He misses the first. Yeah, Antigo will need something extraordinary. Evergreens seem like they have what they need. Studeman, what's going on here? Studeman's missed both of his free throws. He's missed his last 3. Keaton Edwards still battling for that, and he got it. Keaton Edwards went down to his knees and tapped it back to Cade Sievertson. You know what? At key points in this game, the Evergreens have out-hustled Antigo, too. Gotten some key rebounds. Antigo now commits a foul on the outside. They'll send Ethan Ostrowski to the free throw line. Probably not necessary. Logan Tome fouls him. Ostrowski shoots the double bonus. He makes the first. Ethan's first points of the second half. He's now got 9 for the night. One more. There it is. Does the white flag go up now? 74-69. Antigo still got the ball. Clock running down now, 50 seconds. Cornelius, that's tipped out of bounds by Keaton Edwards of the Evergreens. It'll stay with Antigo. And 48 seconds remaining. Evergreens got this up to 21 points in the second half after leading by 10 at halftime. They lead by 13 now. Here's a 3. Cornelius, he's fouled and misses from behind the arc. I think this is 3 free throws coming up for Nevin Cornelius. Colton Hall has committed his fourth. Now, this foul is away from the ball. This is going to be a 1-1. Away from the ball, trying to fight through the screen, Eli Fleischman. Fleischman makes the front end of the 1-1. And he'll get one more. Just waiting to determine the final score, with the Evergreens leading by 12 and 41 seconds left in the game. The free throw makes it an 11-point game. Ostrowski inbounds to Alex Studeman. Studeman's in the backcourt. Double-team him. He breaks it and gets across the timeline. 35 seconds. Studeman to the rim. Studeman goes down hard on a foul. That's the fifth foul on Nevin Cornelius. Cornelius is out, and he sends Studeman to the floor hard. Studeman, I don't know, did he hit his head? Studeman's being helped up by his teammates. Look like he's okay. Coach Jerry Poggle comes out to check on Studeman. Studeman looks like he's a little dazed. Studeman maybe thinks he's on the 400 block somewhere. Getting ready for homeroom, maybe. Studeman's going to take his free throws. He's going to get two coming up. That's going to be it for Nevin Cornelius. And again, with a hard foul late in the game in garbage time, that probably should be it for Nevin Cornelius. And Alex Studeman, no worse for wear, makes his free throw. 75-63. Evergreens are going to put in Cooper Bradfish. And you know what? Cooper Bradfish, they're thinking that Studeman is not right. They're taking Studeman out of the game, and they can do this. Studeman's going to go over to the athletic trainer to be checked out. And Cooper Bradfish is going to shoot the final free throw for the Evergreens. Yeah, I don't think Alex Studeman is right. Studeman is getting some water and is going to take a seat at the end of the bench. And we're waiting now for the ball to be given over to Cooper Bradfish, who's going to attempt the second of the free throws. There it is. I don't know what that is. Studeman made the free throw, and they're giving Cooper Bradfish two. What's going on here? Bradfish gets one of two. Gets himself into the scorer's column. 75-63. We're in the backcourt, and Anigo gets it forward to the corner. Three ball here for Samolinski. No good. Extra pass tipped in, up and in for Tanner Resch. 10-point game, 15 seconds left. Ball is loose, picked up here by Anigo, and missing at the rim is Fleischman, and the Evergreens' Keaton Edwards gets the rebound. 5 seconds left, Keaton Edwards to the front court. Evergreens will just pull it out, and the Evergreens are winners over the Anigo Red Robins. Our final score is 75-65, Evergreens. On Parents' Night, Mom and Dad will have something to be happy about as the Evergreens get their 11th victory of the season. We'll be back with a happy recap after these messages on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. As we wrap up our high school basketball doubleheader, the Evergreens winners over Anigo 75-65. Evergreens missing starter Brian Hallenbeck. Anigo had a couple of chances to get this game down to much closer. Twice the Red Robins got within 4 points. They possessed the ball one of those times and turned the ball over. And Anigo got within 9 down the stretch before the Evergreens reestablished and came away with a 75-65 win. Colton Kielman started for Brian Hallenbeck and led all scorers with 19 tonight. Evergreens had 4 players in double figures, Cade Sievertson with 15 and 10 each for Ethan Ostrowski and Logan Ebersold. 8 for Alex Studeman. 5 apiece for Colton Hall and Keaton Edwards, and 1 point for Cooper Bradfish. Anigo has a balanced scoring attack. Tanner Resch, who played an extended period with 4 fouls, led the Red Robins with 13. Nevin Cornelius, who fouled out after a hard foul on Alex Studeman with under a minute left. Cornelius had 12. 9 points for Eli Fleischman and for Logan Tomei. 8 for Elliot Orgman. Alex Hotchkiss also had 8. 2 points to wrap up the scoring for Noah Fitani and for Alex Samolinski. Antigo falls to 4-11 with the defeat. The Evergreens improve to 11-3, and the Evergreens will try and get healthy as they get ready for a big Friday night game against the Marshfield Tigers. When those teams meet over in Marshfield at Friday night, it's entirely possible that the Evergreens and Tigers will be tied for first place in the Valley Conference. The Evergreens already have a win from earlier in the season here against the Tigers. The Evergreens will control their own fate as we go down the home stretch of this high school basketball season. Again, in a non-conference game tonight, our final score, D.C. Everest 75, Antigo 65. Our next Everest broadcast, well, 48 hours from now. Hockey against Spash at the Green Heck Fieldhouse. Hope to see you there for a 7 o'clock face-off, and if not, you'll hear it on AM 1390 and FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley, Evergreen 75, Antigo Red Robin 65 on Fox Sports. AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.